Let's continue our Father's Day celebration. In 1997, Terry spoke with jazz singer and guitarist John Pizzarelli.
I'm fortunate enough that I think, you know, to have grown up with, I think, probably one of the best rhythm guitar players in the world.
With you. your father, Bucky Pizzarelli.
When you hear that around the house, and then, you know, when you make a mistake he always called it a stroke. He said, you know, that's the way your right hand strikes the string. So even though you're playing the blues with the chords F and B flat, those chords, he would always want to hear just one note. Because that's the only note, that's the right note that's got to speak through the band. And you always hear that on my records because my dad's the guy playing it. And it was, you don't have to hit all the notes in the chord. You just had to hit that one. It's like more, it's almost like a musical rhythm instrument. Like it's like a drum almost. Like with my trio, since there's no drums, that it covers that. You can hear boom. And that's so, and you have that. It's like a hi hat almost.
That's great. Did your father Bucky Pizzarelli teach you at all? And did you want to learn from him or not? It I think can be very hard to learn from a family member anything.
We had one guitar lesson, and he kept hitting me on my knuckles with his pencil. So that I kept saying like, and he'd laugh, you know. I said no more of that. And then basically, when he heard the band, or if he heard me practice or something, I had a guitar, a buddy of mine who played jazz guitar, studied with Barry Galbraith, and we would play duets, and he'd come in once in a while and say, you know, instead of just going, cigarette holder, da 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 da, and I was always playing the chords, and he'd say, why don't you go, da 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 da. He'd show me these little variations, and then all of a sudden I was going, well, that's how that worked. Well, I could do that here on another song, you know, and start to see how it all worked out as an accompanist. And I learned how to be an accompanist first, and then started in 1980 working with my father. And we worked, it's either 80 or 81 at the Pierre Hotel for 8 weeks. And I always say I knew 4 songs on the first day and about 400 on the last day. Learning them was the hardest part.
John, what did you learn about the jazz life from watching your father's life?
Well, I think what was great about my dad, and still is that he enjoyed I think he just loves playing the guitar and being around great musicians. And I think he had a respect for all the guys he played for. And therefore, his circle of friends was an interesting one. Zoot Sims, a tenor saxophone player, who was a fun-loving, great saxophone player, but a fun-loving guy, a great drinker, and a great hangout guy. And my father, fairly straight-ahead guy, not much of a drinker, but loved to play. And Zoot, I think, loved playing with him because they liked to play so much together. And they got along afterwards because my father, they loved to cajole each other. And I'm sort of the same way in a sense that I like playing with musicians. Yeah, and I also love the fun part afterwards, just talking about stuff and having fun. And I think I saw a lot of that growing up and try to take that with me.
Now, I know when you were growing up in New Jersey that Richard Nixon was a neighbor part of the time. Did you get to find out anything about his musical taste?
He never played piano for me. I know he was a big piano player, but I did play for him once. He used to hang out in Hohokus, which was 2 towns over from Saddle River. And he had his shoes done by there was a certain group of old stores that the shoemaker, barber kind of, you know, town stores. And he always went to the same place for his haircut, and they all got to like him. And it was Pat's 65th birthday. And he said, I'd like to do something special for her. And they said, well, Bucky comes in here and gets his shoes done all the time. So why don't you have his son and they could play for her, you know, come over and play. He said, well, I'm having a little get together. We'll surprise her. So my dad and we were going to another gig, but we had time. We went over and we set up in the foyer. And Pat came out of a door, and we were these 2 guitar players. And then all of a sudden, Nixon and his daughter came in the door with the kids, and then Bebe Rebozo and his wife were there. It was a wild little birthday party, and it was a big surprise. And he was just he liked the music. Actually, the one thing I did learn that Bebe Rebozo's favorite song was Penthouse Serenade. So there you go. These are the things you don't get this information anywhere else.
John Pizzarelli spoke with Terry Gross in 1997. John and Bucky Pizzarelli have recorded a number of CDs together on the Arbors label, and they're still doing dates together. This weekend, Bucky Pizzarelli appears with John and his other son, bass player Martin Pizzarelli, at Feinstein's at the Regency in New York City. ¶¶ Well, that's almost it for our Father's Day show, but we have one more son to check in with.
Were there any jokers in your family? Did you have a father who'd sit around the dinner table and tell jokes?
Yeah, he used to goof off, and he used to make prank phone calls, and I mean, the look for annoying man I got from him, he used to comb his hair forward and wear his glasses low. He didn't act like that, but that's where I got the look from. And he used to do something. He used to come home and tell us he was his twin brother, Howard. We would be like 7 or 8. But he would play it so straight for like a half an hour and just insist on it. And then he would leave and then like 20 minutes later come back. I guess he would just wait in his car. And then we'd say, Howard was here. He goes, he was? You know.
So he really had a twin brother, Howard?
Huh? No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he just said he did.
I see. Okay.
We were young. He would do stuff like that.
John Lovitz speaking with Terry Gross in 1992.